Hi everyone, welcome to Diversity in Yachting on Yachting International Radio. I'm your host, Dimi, and today we are graced with his presence by Lot. Lot, you've been on the show before. Your story is incredibly inspiring. So where are you at the moment?
I'm in Tanzania at the moment.
You're in Tanzania. Now,
yes, I'm back.
How long have you been home for? How are you out of the industry? Is that what's going on?
Yes. So I was back here in end of 2018. So I have been here for almost 2 years now back home. And like you have seen in my previous interviews, right now I'm running my own tourism business here.
Yes.
I'm self-employed.
That's
kind
amazing.
Of thing all year that will come to Tanzania.
Oh, that's I'm going to be there one day.
Yeah.
So as I was asking you before, I was very intrigued by your story, and I just wanted to know what made you find out about yachting firstly? Like what?
So actually what happened is I was after my high school. Yeah, after my high school, I was looking for options as what I need to do, either go to university or get employed first. And then after that, I met one of the ladies who sponsored me to school. She told me, hey, why don't you go do some courses and then do a cruise ship?
Oh, wow.
And then, so actually, yachting wasn't the first plan for me. But then when I go to South Africa in Cape Town, I met a bunch of yachties doing the same courses with me. So they're like, we're in yachting. So I ended up changing and go to yachting.
Oh, I love it, the spontaneousness.
Yes.
And what year did you start yachting? What year did you head over? Because you headed over to Florida. What year was this?
Yeah, that was 2016.
2016, okay. And
yes, that's when I started doing it.
And were you looking for a deckhand position?
Yes, I actually started as a day work. It wasn't permanent in the first place, but it was always the deckhand position.
Okay. Now, obviously, I am aware that, you know, as a guy, regardless of race, trying to find a deckhand position can be way trickier than a stew position, right? Now, you being a person of color, how was that for you? Because, I mean, already in itself, looking for a deckhand position is difficult.
So I think the hardest position to get into is a deckhand position in the industry. You know, starting, and then once you get up and running, and then going up to mate, bosun, and, you know, first officer, all those are easy. You know, as a deckhand, it was always hard, very hard to get into. But like I said, I was very lucky, and then I think I'm very charming and very friendly. So I was lucky to meet a couple of people.
I guess, but at the end of the day, I guess it is about your personality. It is about how you can add value to the boat with who you are as a person. So.
Yeah. Well, I think before even that is a first impression, you know, how you kind of meet people and how you become friendly. And then they say, okay, let's give this guy, you know, a try. Let's see how it goes. So the first thing is you get to understand each other, and then you become friends. And then one opportunity comes, and they call you. So that's how I met a guy, and then he called me for day work for one day. And then we kind of, it was South Africa.
Yes.
And then we kind of really clicked on and become really good friends. Like we knew each other. And then he was a soccer fan, like the same team. So we kind of started going from, you know, and then from there I was like, okay, this is my opportunity. I need to impress this guy apart from being friends, but I need to, you know, work really. So I worked with him, and then eventually he gave me a permanent job.
Oh, wow. So that was actually your first permanent job?
Yeah, it took me 2 weeks and I worked with him, and it's like, okay, he actually had to change the role because they had a stew deckhand. And he said, look, we're not doing any charter in the next few months. So guess what? I'll just give you the deckhand position. You know,
oh, wow. And how long did it take you to get a job?
Actually, it didn't take me long because I went there around October, so I stayed up to at November is when I got a job. So it took me like a month, but I was day working anyway.
Okay. Yeah. And when on, so how many vessels have you worked on? Is it three to my understanding or two in total?
Yes, okay. Three.
And on those vessels, did you ever experience any sort of discrimination, cultural insensitivity, any of it?
I wouldn't say this, not on the vessel, to be honest, you know. Okay. I haven't experienced much of discrimination on the vessel. I have been very lucky to, you know, to have really good crew that understood my cultural diversity, understood my background, understand that we are all different and we try to work together. However, in scenarios where you go for, you know, a drink or you go out, you or on day work, you kind of get discriminated in one way or another.
Really?
Yes.
And in what way would you say you'd be discriminated?
Somebody called me a Negro once.
Oh, hell no! I would dare someone to try say that to me. I dare you. That is crazy.
So, do you see what happened? When he called me that name, after my friends, I was with couple of friends that are actually white guys, and they were very upset. So one of the guys, actually, he was a massive big guy, so he kind of held that guy and lifted him up, like, next time you say that word again to my friend, I'll kind of like take your throat out.
You know, that makes me so happy to hear, because a lot of the times people can be not so sensitive and compassionate to the fact that those words are so offensive. And I've had cases where my friends didn't even defend me at all. Well, they're not my friends, clearly. But that's really great to hear, that there's a sense of, you know, community.
Yeah, actually, my friends were the first one to defend me. So that kind of gave me courage that even though this guy was doing something, you know, really ridiculous and really bad, you know, but to have people almost the half of the bar actually attack him, like, no, this is wrong, this is not going to happen. Kind of give me the morale, like, okay, you know, we're actually
going to the right place.
That is incredible. No, that is really, that's a beautiful story to hear, because that's all we want, really, at the end of the day, is that these things can happen, and they will happen, but we need people to defend us, because if we're one black person out of a pool of how many white people, it's really difficult to stand up, you know, defend ourselves. It's hard.
Exactly.
Oh, no, that's interesting. I mean, I think you've been very lucky. I think your story is very inspiring. You clearly made a really good bunch of friends, which gives me hope. Yes. It makes me excited. No, that's good. So,
I've been very lucky.
Hey?
I have been very, very lucky, you know, from the start and towards the end, you know, I've been very lucky and, you know, like I said before, maybe I might be back in the yachting at some point.
Ah, would you go to the Mediterranean or would you go to the Caribbean? Where are you going back to?
I would love to try some I would love to try the Med.
Yes, that's like my dream.
At some point. Yeah. We just have to monitor the virus and see how it goes. You know, with the economy, you know, it's very hard for everyone at the moment. So we just have to monitor and see what next.
Yes. Oh, Allah, thank you so much for joining me today. It's so, well, hopefully one day I'm gonna come and see the safari in Tanzania.
Definitely. Look, it's a really great place to be, you know. Tanzania is a beautiful country. Absolutely. You know, well, if you want to do the trekking part, it's the best place to be. If you want to go on safari, cultural, you know, visit, that's like, there's over 122 tribes in Tanzania. Each of them is different from one to another. Plus, we do offer, like, I do really offer some really good packages for yachts, you know. So yeah. I try to have you guys come here. So let me ask you, have you been yachting before?
No, I'm coming into the industry. I mean, I was in France. I was in France in March. And in Corona hits and I had to come home, and that was the end.
So So are you in South Africa now?
Yes, I'm back in South Africa.
Oh, okay. It's a pleasure. You know, it's really good speaking to you. I'm always here. You know, if you have more questions for me, so always welcome.
All right, Lark. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
Bye. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for watching Yachting and Diversity in Yachting. Lot, thank you so much for being our guest. I hope to speak to you soon. Enjoy Tanzania, and I'm wishing you all the best.